broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
3 weeks ago when I started, I thought he was probably born in this country.
I have to tell you that I live paycheck to paycheck like most Americans.
Those kids who are most at risk, kids with autism, kids with mental illness.
Surgery is kind of the last.
Returning military veterans. They laid their life down for you and for me.
You're telling people that a nuclear baby is coming.
That's right, a nuclear baby is coming here, Shep, so... Well, anyway, until the nuclear baby arrives, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a show where truth is our bitch. This is a show by patriots, for patriots, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. And if you don't believe me, just ask them. Oh, yeah. And every night we join together, we lock arms, and we march over top of the so-called progressive and liberal agenda that they are trying to, they are still, even though it doesn't work and never will work, jam down our throats. For instance, the budget deal. And we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. He has aspirations of his own to run for political office. He has been involved in a lot of different businesses, and he's a Democrat. And he is going to be talking with us from that particular point of view on the government shutdown that we keep hearing about. And let's remember, folks, when they talk about a government shutdown, and this is bad enough, but the fact is only federal workers are affected. You and I, we don't work for the government, so when the government says we can't issue any more paychecks, that's not necessarily something that's going to bring a tear to my eye, other than the fact, of course, that there are real people with families who rely on that. And in good faith, they took a job with the federal government. They expect a paycheck. Well, this is what you have to expect when spending is so utterly and obscenely out of control that someone's got to step in and say no more. And guess who gets stepped on? You got it. So will our troops get paid? Let's talk to Chris Norton about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll tell you what got the trailer to The Hangover yanked from theaters across this country. Hangover 2, the new Hangover. Chris Norton and Clara Bingham joining us next hour, the wife of Pastor William Renick, 877-876-7445, here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, 877-876-PHIL. And I want to tell you that our Phil Hendry Show website is open, and we have just updated a bunch of character sections. If you're looking for downloads, of course, we have hundreds and hundreds of downloads, and they're numbering into the thousands now. So if you want downloads of our radio show, past, present, and dare I say future, head on over to our website and take a look at the character clips especially, which we are now updating and turning into downloads, as well as all of the hours that we have done over the past years are now downloads, and those show logs will be loaded in. So our website is becoming, I think it's going to be honest with you, it's going to be an example. It's going to be the prototype for other websites, other radio shows, because we have an enormous archive that we're working on very, very hard, updating all the time. So visit us there at philhendryshow.com. Now, thank you very much for allowing me that little bit of... Yeah, like commercial announcement. It's not a commercial announcement. It's just an announcement about our website. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, San Antonio, KRPT 92.5 FM. And in Melbourne, Florida, WIXC 1060 AM. And all great radio stations here on the Phil Hendry Show website. So the House has passed a measure to keep the government open another week and pay the troops, but Obama has threatened to veto it, which will likely result in a shutdown. In a moment, we're going to be talking here with Chris Norton, an aspiring member of the United States Congress, as well as a private businessman. But first, we'll hear about the budget. As you know, the president addressed the nation today, but here on the Senate floor, before the president said anything, is Senator Mike Lee. He's a Republican from Utah. He wonders if the president is aiming for a government shutdown himself.
The question we need to ask ourselves is, why does the president of the United States, President Barack Obama, want a government shutdown? A few months ago, after the election, but before the new Congress took over, when the president had both houses of Congress under the control of his party, why did he opt not to pass a full budget for fiscal year 2011. That was the first seed that he sowed in the direction of a government shutdown. I submit that it was one that was either irresponsible on the one hand or deliberate and malicious on the other, intending to bring about a sequence of events that would culminate inevitably in a government shutdown.
All right, so Chris Norton joining us. Chris, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure, thank you.
And tell me what you do for a living.
Yes, sir, I'm a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company in Manhattan Beach, California, and I'm also a part-time filmmaker. Been involved in adult film for quite some time.
Adult films, and you're going to be running for state assembly, right?
State assembly, hopefully state senate, but state assembly for sure.
And with that background in adult films, I guess we could get into you know, how that might or might not hurt you.
Well, I think part of the country, you know, part of the state I come from, I think that people will understand that I'm a professional. And it's about being a professional, and I'm not really. This is not about, you know, being anything that's illegal or anything like that.
Now, you're a Democrat, right?
Yes, I am. Registered, and I would say that I'm pretty liberal on most every other topic. But the government shutdown, I'm very, very much behind President Obama because we do have to, get it together in terms of the spending and what they're spending things on, you know.
All right, but you're in favor of shutting the government down.
I think if the Congress and if Boehner and the rest of the Republicans don't look at, what they're asking for and what the things that they want to have, then, we have to do something. Because right now, we're not getting together at all on a spending bill, you know. And
what is, in your opinion, what's the if you shut the government down, what are you going to get besides a lot of bad feelings?
Well, I'm not.
I mean, your party.
Well, I don't think they're going to do it because it means that the troops are not getting paid. See, the Republicans have this. They use the military and they use the troops to make themselves look like they're patriotic, and that's fine. But that means that the troops are not going to get. If they want to shut the government down, the troops are not going to get paid. And if the troops don't get paid, then you got a lot of wars that you have to fight. And those wars they're not going to get fought, you know.
All right. Well, so you're saying essentially the following thing: that if the Republicans decide to shut down the government, you will veto, or you would support the president vetoing any help for the troops.
Yes, sir. And
do you really think President Obama would do that?
Well, he's already said he's going to veto any pay for troops, and I agree with that. I think that first of all, the troops.
And what do you think the troops are going to think about that?
Well, I think if you think about it, the troops are probably in favor of that because they're in the middle of a war and they're in the middle of having their lives threatened. And I think they probably would say, if I don't get paid, then I'm obviously not going to fight, and that's probably okay with them, you know.
And what about their families at home?
What do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying to you, Chris, is the following thing. If you decide that a government shutdown all the way, including not paying the troops, is what you would endorse President Obama to do as a Democrat, what about the families that depend upon that money, the military families?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of families that depend upon federal money, and that sort of goes without saying. But, I mean, they're not in Afghanistan fighting. You know, they're not in Iraq fighting. The soldiers did.
And no, but they're the family members of these soldiers. They're the families. These are the people the soldiers want the money to go to.
Well, then the soldiers could certainly make arrangements to have that money transported to them. But the fact is, they're not the ones that are being shipped over to fight, and so the paychecks have to go to the soldiers, and that's where they would go. But we're going to shut down those paychecks. And that means the soldiers don't get paid. If the soldiers don't get paid, then the wars the Republicans want to fight and all that, you know, you can't fight a war if a guy says, well, where's my paycheck? Because I'm not getting out of bed for this, you know. You know, it's like a friend of mine said, I got out of third grade for this, you know.
No, I understand what you're thinking is here, because we're talking with Chris Norton, who is a possible candidate for state assembly in California as a Democrat, on the likelihood of a House, the House and the Senate, basically not reaching any kind of an agreement on a budget, and the government gets shut down. Republicans seem to want to do that because that would emphasize and to the country the need for some real serious budget cutting. You, Chris, believe the strategy to defeat the Republicans has to do with not paying our troops. And these are the men and women, not only here at home, but, you know, people that are over there in Afghanistan, they're over there in Iraq, and they're defending the country, and not to mention the Navy, the Air Force, deployed all over the world. Now, I think it sounds like, you know, a strategy that you would think up. Now, let's get serious here. Not paying those men and women who are in harm's way, they're not over here working for the DMV or the Department of Housing and Urban Development or the whatever, you know, whatever it is that I personally have an issue with. Maybe you don't.
Well, I think all of those cabinet posts that you mentioned are very vital, and I think the military is very vital. But if those cabinet posts don't get, it's not going to get paid. Then you can't. You're not going to pay the military. I mean, what's the point? You know, if you're not going to pay the cabinet or the government, that the departments are. You know,
the point is this: that there is a very real risk to the well-being, to the health, and to the safety of those men and women. The point is that they have families back home, thousands and thousands of miles away from them. The point is that they have a job like no other. There's no other job in the world, with the exception of police officers, that asks you to pledge your life, if need be, to fulfilling the job. Military and cops, that's it. Now, we're asking a hell of a lot of them, and whether or not we have our heads up our rear end.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's just not how the game's going to be played. I mean, if the Republicans are saying, you know, that we need some budget cuts and we need to really get it together and have a big, you know, let's just slash the budget and all this. And it's real big talk, you know, and it sounds real good. And everybody's going to go home, you know. And
no, it's not big talk. It's not, you understand, it's very necessary.
Well, I was reading some things. People have been talking. I was on talking to Michael Moore. I know you don't like him, but...
No, I don't. I think he's an idiot.
Well, you may think he's an idiot, but he realizes, as a lot of us do, that there's plenty of money. I mean, we're not out of...
You know, that's another thing I'd like to ask you guys someday. When you say there's plenty of money, when George Bush was president, there wasn't enough money. Now there's plenty of money. I don't know what kind of arithmetic are you doing?
Well, there wasn't enough money when George Bush was president. There wasn't enough money, you know, but now there is. And the reason why there is because we realize, you know, that we can cut the military pay, and we can, you know, if we're going to do what they say they want to do, the Republicans want to do, then we cut a military pay.
And you, so this is the thing, man. You are leaving men and women's families without any support, okay?
That's true, Mr. Henry, but the other...
I understand about the other, okay? I get it about the other. Maybe if it sounds like I'm a little bit parochial here, or I'm being a little chauvinistic on behalf of the military, it's because they are in the most dangerous of jobs, and while this country is twisting in the breeze with its head up its ass, we're asking these young people, men and women, to serve overseas, and you want to cut their money off.
That's what the Republicans want to do. You know,
the Republicans don't want to do that because they want to pass a measure that would pay the troops and keep the government open another week.
Well, that's just not how the ball game's played. If they want to play this all the way down the line, and they're going to have to realize, you know, you want to shut it down, go shut it down. Okay, you don't want to shut it down, we don't have to shut it down. But that's how the game's played, you know, and I think these Republicans have bit off maybe a little more shoe than they could chew.
So you would really, really endorse not paying the military at all?
Absolutely, without question. That's how we make these Republicans sweat bullets. And I know you have conservative listeners, and I'm not trying to offend them or anything, but by the same token, you know, this is a really good strategy, and this is going to make them, you know, probably those people and stand and take notice of something.
All right, Chris Norton joining me here on the Phil Hendry Show, running for state assembly here in the state of California, a Democrat who believes that shutting the government down, if that's what the Republicans want, they can have it, and that would include not paying our military, active duty military, those families at home, the troops overseas, no money. And he believes that'll get the so-called Republicans, the conservatives, the whatever, Tea Party, it'll get them off their ass and moving. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Chris Norton. Next hour, we've got Clara Bingham here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California, is going to be running for for state senate. And we're talking about the looming government shutdown. What is Obama's strategy here? You're saying that if the government is shut down at on Friday, no money for anybody.
Well, there's no strategy, Mr. Hendry. I mean, the fact is that the president is not part of the legislative branch. You know, that's one thing I'm always telling people, you know, and a lot of people that I talk with, you know, I'm always saying to them, you know, the president is not the legislative branch. He does not, and the president does not pass bills to appropriate money. That's what Congress does. And President Obama has said from the beginning, okay, you're the Congress, you appropriate money, start appropriating, you know. It's like that old saying we used to say in movie, you know, when I was working in the movie business, you know, you're the producer, produce. You know, you're the director, direct. You know, you're the actor, act. You know, you're the makeup artist, you know, makeup, you know, do makeup. Makeup artist, that, you know. And so what I said to the people on the Democratic Committee here in California who are funding, I said, President Obama is saying to them, be the Congress, appropriate money. Oh, you can't do that? Oh, that's really too bad. Guess what? Shut down. You know?
Yeah, but and that is understood on the Republican side, too, but the government shutdown means you guys are perfectly happy with not paying the troops, and the Republicans want to extend that.
Well, that's the Republicans' weakness, that they want to have a budget, you know, they want to have a shutdown, but they don't want to do it, they don't want to go all the way, because they don't want to shut down a military, they won't pay the military, and, you know, and that's their weakness. They're not hard, they're not really, you know, sticking to their guns. So President Obama's going to teach the Republicans, okay, you want to have a shutdown, well, the troops won't get paid, and the families of the troops won't get paid. And, you know, you're going to have the wives and the children of men who are fighting in Afghanistan and everything, standing out there on the street, you know, what am I bid, you know, for, I mean, I didn't even want to go there. I didn't want to go there.
Well, what are you referring to?
Well, I think you understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about families that can't afford to eat go to desperate measures. And while a man's fighting in Afghanistan and his wife's on the street.
What are you talking about, man? Are you talking about prostitution?
I don't know. But if that's what Republican wants.
No Republican and no Democrat is going to want something like that. Our number 877-876-PHIL. That's a ridiculous extension of the logic. I mean, that's almost satire. It's too far out to even imagine. Here is Doug in Rockford, Illinois on the Phil Hendry Show. Hold on, Doug. I got to get you over here on the right side bank. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, that's crazy. These people need to be paid. They're putting their lives on the line for our country.
Wait. Why do they need to be paid?
They need to be paid. No,
there's no money.
No, the politicians don't need to be paid. Those are the ones who don't need to be paid. The people who are putting their lives on the line for our country are the ones who need to be paid. No,
but they won't.
No,
be paid.
They need.
They won't.
Yes,
paid.
They will
no,
be. They should be,
happen.
And they deserve
no,
every bit of it.
Down.
They deserve every
they're
bit of it.
The
they do.
Down.
They deserve every
you
bit
can,
of it.
You can talk all you want, but they're going to shut the government down. They won't get paid.
The bill that was passed here. Okay,
that's
the president vetoing the bill.
The press corps needs to be paid. That's the last thing that doesn't need to be paid. Our people who are fighting for our country. That's the last thing that needs to be paid.
Are you Republican? Are you Republican or are you Democrat?
I'm an independent, but I don't like
that. That means you're Republican. You're Republican.
Oh, yeah, right.
And if you're Republican, then... get out of here. He's Republican.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And I have with me here on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, Chris Norton, who is running for the California State Senate. And we're talking about this looming government shutdown or this budget. What we have is a budget battle. Now, there are conservatives out there that want to cut the budget. There are liberals out there that have their own idea on how to deal with budgetary issues. The point here, though, is that the House Republicans want to keep at least paying the troops, and you, as a Democrat, say no.
Well, I mean, President Obama's going to veto that.
No, I know the president's going to veto that, but I want to get to the reasons why you feel we can't at least pay our troops.
We can't pay our troops, Mr. Henry, because we have a government shutdown. And if you're going to have a government shutdown, then guess what? You know, I mean, I'm sorry to have to say this, but we have a lot of Republicans who like to talk a talk and not walk a walk, you know. And if Republicans are saying, okay, government shutdown, okay, let's do it. I mean, let's do it, you know. I don't know if you ever saw the movie, it's called A Tombstone, and at the very end of it, Doc Holliday is fighting Johnny Ringo, and he was expecting to fight Wyatt Earp. Anyway, he goes, okay, Lunger, let's do it. You know, and
what do you mean, okay, Lunger?
That's what they call people with tuberculosis. So that's what he's saying to Doc Holliday, let's do it, you know. Throw down. Skin that smoke wagon, you know, and that's what Democrats are saying. Go ahead and skin it. Skin your smoke wagon, you know. And it sounds obscene.
Yeah, it does sound a little obscene,
But what I'm trying to say is...
No, what you're putting this in Wild West terms. There are families, listen to me, please, sir. There are families that rely on that money. They are the families of soldiers that are fighting, soldiers, some of them getting more seriously wounded, some of them dying, and they need that money.
Well, they're not getting the money. The soldiers are getting the money. I understand they're members of family, but the money doesn't say pay to the order of the family of Private, you know, Bill Wilson or Bob, you know. It says to Private Bill Bobson. So it doesn't say, you know.
No, but the families get the money, you know. These guys get these checks. These checks are sent directly into the family account, okay?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Henry, the troops right now are overextended these wars. I'm sure many of these troops are like, you know, this is good. Don't pay me, but that means I don't fight, you know.
And that means that their families don't eat.
I think, you know, this is the way the game is played. And I think you have to, you know, excuse me for saying this, I think you got to, you know, hard up a little bit, you know.
And well, we're talking about children, you know, and we're talking about families, and we're talking about wives, and we may be talking about very young families. And to tell them to hard up or butch up.
Well, it's hardcore, you know. If you're a member of family of a troop, you got to be hardcore like them.
Have you been in the military?
I was going to be National Guard, and they said that they were full up, and I was very disappointed. And
you were going to be what, National Guard, and they said they were full up?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Chris Norton, let's go to Beth. We have Beth here in Burlington, North Carolina. Go ahead, Beth, you're on the Phil Henry Show as we're talking here with... Chris Norton, ma'am. Sorry, I'm taking time getting your call in here, but we had a malfunctioning phone bed there, and I want to make sure I get you up on the right side. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Very well.
Yes, thank you. I don't know who your guest is, but I can tell you a couple things.
My name is Chris Norton. Chris Norton.
Please tell me.
My name is Chris Norton, and I'm with the California Pharmaceutical.
Well,
okay, thank you.
That's very nice. Thank you. I was an active duty military wife at the time of, first of all, retired for many years. Where the support system for the soldiers and sailors, the support system for the person that is actually doing that hard work that protects our country. We're very proud of the work that they do. I work. And during the last, I want to tell you two things, firstly. First, during the last government shutdown, I went through that.
Can I hold on for just to see if you wouldn't mind, Beth, would you? Mr. Norton, I can hear you breathing.
I'm sorry, I have a kind of a sinus condition.
Yeah, if you could move the phone away, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. During the last military shutdown, government shutdown, I was active duty military wife, if you will. And first of all, I just want your guest or whomever he is to know that the government paid the military. And there's a reason for that, because our country believes in supporting our troops.
Right, right.
And by supporting, please stop. Mm-hmm. By supporting
That was the host. That wasn't me. You just told the host to shut up.
Well, no, she did not.
Stop talking. To support the troops, you support their support system. And that is their families and their children. The last thing you want a man in the line of... Please stop talking.
It's the budgetary,
in
the budgetary line process,
of
ma'am.
Is to worry about
in the military. You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, the lady's talking.
The last thing a military man wants, well, okay, I'm sorry, you want one so you don't know this, but the last thing they need while they are performing their job and their service in duty and honor for our country is to worry about the people at
if
home.
They're not getting paid
Stop.
And they're not doing how to do that job.
I worked and I had children.
And you say you did, I'm not really sure. What was your rank? What branch were you?
Who's the host of this show? Because
were you Air Force or what? You know, what was it?
Mr. Norton, well, she's trying to make a point here.
Well, when do I get to talk?
When the lady is finished making her point.
Well, she's sitting here giving a speech. I was just trying to say that I respect the military.
I've gotten your point. I've been listening.
These are tough times, and the budget is out of control. And if we got
to
cut the budget, then everybody...
The budget is going to resolve
itself. Ma'am, here's a phrase that you use in the military a lot.
I'm sorry,
it's
sir.
Called
you
a big,
I'll have to
you know, ma'am,
speak
you,
with
just
you
because
another
you
time
in the military, just
so
because
rude.
You use in the military doesn't mean you get to tell people when they can talk and when they can't. You're not in the military anymore. Yeah?
I understand that, but I would think that civilized human beings can have a give and take without talking over top of each other.
Yes, thank you. He did not let me finish one
I'll talk.
Sentence.
I'll talk.
And that's really rude, especially,
yeah,
you know
you
what?
Did.
I've given more in service for my country by supporting a military man my entire life. And
well, I thought you said you were in the military.
And I lied.
You said you
didn't you even know about.
And were you in the military? No. Did he die? No. So those are two things.
What has that got to do with anything?
Actually, you don't know the answer to either one of those questions.
Was you? Was you or was you not?
Was you? Boy, you got some really, you know, you're going to be running for a public office in the state of California.
A question from a person who can't speak English. Phil, I'll speak with you another time. I don't know who this crazy guest here is.
Ma'am, I think that you have not answered any questions. I think you've avoided them. And my response to the lady would be this. First of all, we respect our military, but if we don't have any money to pay them, we don't have any money to pay them. And that's just going to be hardcore. And I don't want to be hardcore about it. But I'm sure you understand that, you know, if you have to be hardcore about a lot of this. And
no, I understand what you're saying about hardcore. Let's go to Tricia in Cloverdale, California. Tricia, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I have one thing to say, that listening to this conversation and listening to Mr. North, who is running for my state legislation, I just want to say, I'm a Democrat, and, sir, I will absolutely not vote for you, period. You're interruptive, and your stand on not paying the troops, and that's just the way the game is played. I am so appalled and so offended by that. I had to call because I'm just beside myself. I can't even believe it. And I will not vote for you. And that's all I have to say.
That's President Obama's stand. So if you don't like his stand, that's what he's saying. He's saying he's going to veto the bill because they have to pull budget in.
You know what? That's not what I'm hearing from Obama. That's what I'm hearing from you. And
let me look at the. This is Phil.
I'm a Democrat. And that's all I have to say.
Let me look at the news story here. The news story says that President Obama, the House of Representatives, passed a spending measure Thursday that would fund the Department of Defense. The president has threatened to veto that. Now, why would the president veto that?
Because the president understands that if we are talking about getting a budget done, then we got to get a budget done, and we can't have we can't have no pussyfooting around, and I really am taking a hard stand on the budget, but let's pass this bill for the troops. Let's pass another bill for another one. It's pussyfooting, and it's sort of a pussy willow, kind of willow weep for me deal. And what I'm saying is the president's taking a very hard stand, which I do support, and that is the following thing. You want to have budget? That's great. If you want to walk a walk, then you got to, if you want to talk a talk, you got to walk a walk. And I said to the president, I believe that President Obama's doing that.
All right, so what you're saying to me is the president wants a budget so bad that by Friday he doesn't care who doesn't get paid.
That's exactly right. And that one lady that called up and said,
even our troops, the President of the United States, President Obama, this guy is, and I say this with all respect, he's the president, but he's always talking about how much he cares about the troops. He's always talking about how much they give. He's always talking about this and always talking about that. And he can't have something, anything, to help these families. Everybody's hurting,
Well, that's another thing. I mean, it's a recession, yeah, but it's a recession for everybody, not just a handful. You won't get a handful. There's places where you can go get a handful, but it's got nothing to do with the budget. It's got to do with other, things that have to do with sex. But I mean,
Okay, fine. 877. I don't what you were attempting to say there, sir. I'm not really clear. Here is Dan in Camp Pendleton. This is a Marine Corps base here in California. So Dan, go ahead. You're on with Chris Norton.
All right. Hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to call in to kind of comment on what I'm hearing over here, which is a bunch of garbage from this gentleman that you're speaking with.
Well, right. I'm a Democrat, though.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, my political philosophy is as a Democrat. I mean, you're probably Republican,
All right. Well, whatever the political affiliation is, all right, I don't affiliate myself with any political party, but I am a Marine. All right, I've gone to Afghanistan, I've been to Iraq, and I want to know why you think it's okay to shut down pay to military families. Why would you advocate something like that?
Chris, you're on.
Well, it's all right. I believe I've stated it, which is the following thing. The government of the United States is in a budgetary or monetary crisis. We're overextended. We have a lot of bills to pay. We can't keep, going to the till and pulling out, writing ourselves IOUs. And if you really, really want to get serious, which I believe the president wants to do, then you have to bite the bullet sometime. And biting the bullet means, you're in the military, you're a Marine. So, I'm not going to make a joke, but if you had to eat something that wasn't food, what would it be? Probably be a bullet. You'd have to bite it. Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not funny. That's not funny. What's your point?
Not funny.
No, it's not funny. Bite the bullet. I get what the metaphor means. You're saying, in other words, Chris, that everybody, as they say in the military, everybody, it's a big crap sandwich.
That's right, and everybody got to take a bite.
But these are men and women that are fighting, in some instances dying, and on top of that, hundreds of tens of thousands of miles away from their families. You made some cavalier remark last half hour about, got to hit the street.
Well, no, I'm saying, I didn't mean that.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Do you even understand where the term bite the bullet comes from, sir? Do you understand where that term comes from?
I think it comes from, a guy bit the bullet to find out whether it's real or not.
What?
No, not at all. No, the term bite the bullet comes from what they used to do back during Civil War times when they used to amputate limbs.
They didn't have sedation. What they used to do was they would put a bullet between their teeth, and to deal with the pain, they would bite the bullet while they hacked their limbs off. That's what bite the bullet is. Okay? Now that you understand that, go ahead and continue on.
Isn't that what we're talking about? I mean, we're talking about, you know...
What are we talking about? No, what are we... No, that's not what we're talking about.
You know, and
well, what about these families? I don't understand your thinking here, Chris, where you say that, you know, the money goes to the troops, the families didn't do anything. What is that supposed to mean?
They're not over there fighting.
Look, my family isn't doing this. I'm doing this, but the paycheck goes to my family. This gentleman here, paycheck goes to his family. So these guys, what are they supposed to do with a paycheck?
It's legally supposed to go to them, and our feelings should get mailed to Afghanistan or wherever they are.
You're going to mail a guy a paycheck to Afghanistan, and what's he going to do with that?
The point that I'm making here, well, you guys don't get it.
But, I don't get it, huh? Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
That's absolutely right. You don't get it, because you've never been there. You've never been in harm's way. You've never had a family depending on you while you're overseas. You don't get it, and you should leave it at that. And you know what you should do? You should step out of the spotlight and do something else. You do not deserve public office.
Well, sir, I'm just trying to be fair to everybody, and I think it's more fair to the troops if you're over there.
Okay, all right. First of all,
at the end
don't
of the
ever
day,
say the word troops.
Oh, God.
Don't ever say the word troops. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. How about you come down to Camp Pendleton? You're running for California office. Come down to Camp Pendleton. I will put you in front of a company of Marines, and you tell them why they don't deserve a paycheck and why their families don't deserve a paycheck. I will set that up for you, sir. You want to do that?
Well, sir, can I ask a question at first? Well, let me just ask a question. You're not, and I thought I heard Mr. Henry say you're Paris Island. You're not Paris Island?
No, it's Camp Pendleton.
Okay, first of all, not as good, oh boy.
You don't know anything about Paris
Island.
That's where
I'd like to go. I'd like to go to Paris Island because that's where they had that one guy. What's his name?
Go to Paris Island, then. Enlist.
No, you said you're going to show me around.
Serve in the military, and then you can talk to me. Right now,
let's
you don't even have a right to talk to me.
Well, I'm talking to you, and I'm saying, I respect what you do, but don't you want to have your paycheck?
Really? You respect what I do.
Oh, boy. All right.
And I don't deserve to get paid for what I do, but you respect
what I do.
I get shot at for a living. You sit in an office, and you look at paperwork, and you figure out numbers, and you decide who gets paid.
Well, no. I mean, you know what I was doing? I was producing adult films, which probably some Marines were looking at.
Oh, you were in the adult film. Oh my God. That's great.
Wow, what an epiphany. Well, wow, you just solved all my problems. You're a porn producer, and I'm totally amazed by that. What am I supposed to get from that?
Well, that we made movies that probably a lot of Marines want to see.
Oh, boy. So that's your patriotic duty, huh? All right, sir, thank you very, very much. From Camp Pendleton, that was caller Dan here on the Phil Henry Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Chris Norton next hour. We have Clara Bingham here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back to Chris Norton and our callers in just a moment. But we first of all want to tell you about our sponsor, one of our great sponsors, and that is Dynapep. Dynapep, where you can get your Dynapep at 7-Eleven right now, tonight. Head on over and partake of a product that we do. Partake of, if you will, each and every night. It's Dynapep. It's a micro energy shot, 4 millimeters, less than a teaspoon, no sugar, no crash, no jitters, just 2 calories. And I really miss my Dynapep, you know? I don't even know where my Dynapep is here. Robert, you know where it is?
No, I think we're out, man.
I mean, when we're out of Dynapep, it flips me out. It really, you know, I don't deal with it very well. So What we do suggest, though, is that you pick up your Dynapep whenever you can, a micro-energy shot that gets you through the night focused and alert and keeps you going when you've been up all night. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. Dynapep, available at 7-Eleven, one of our great sponsors, and visit dynapep.com. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Chris Norton on the line with us as we continue in the last few minutes talking about his belief as a Democrat. He supports President Obama threatening to veto a bill that would at least extend the pay of our military, and the president's considering vetoing that. So once again, our military people are in the breach, whether they're defending us overseas or whether they are being used as some sort of a doorstop. If you want my honest opinion, I mean, that's exactly what it feels like to me. Are we taking a, oh my goodness, we're out of time. Mr. Norton, you know, I can't tell you how unhappy that makes me.
Well, it looks like I go out on top, man. I made all the cool points, all the bishop points. And you didn't make no good points at all.
Yes, I did make good points, but we're out of time.
Well,
oh, man.
Phil Hendry.
That hacks me off.